fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 12th day of November. The prepper tip of the day is to stock up on reusable canning lids. Yes, there is such a thing. Great barter item. Fantastic barter item. Right now, they're easy and inexpensive to get. If there was a long-term crisis, they would have great value, and you could certainly name your price. All right, we have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Scott Huff. Dr. Huff is my personal physician. We'll be talking about health-related matters and the events of the day. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. You've had some conflicts recently, getting some advanced training in your doctor area of expertise, and we're glad to have you back with us. Well, doctor, my understanding is that vitamin D as in Delta is it's one of the things that gets reduced in the winter months because of reduced sunlight exposure, and that taking a vitamin D supplement could possibly help people be healthier during the flu season. What do you think, sir?
Well, I would agree with it, and there's plenty of data to support it. There was actually an Israeli study that showed that low plasma vitamin D was associated with the increased risk of getting COVID-19 infection. It was a population-based study, so it wasn't a very small study. Just the challenges is, one, the interesting part when you look at vitamin D, it's actually not as a vitamin as much as it is a pro-hormone. When you look at people trying to take it into their system, it's a fat-soluble hormone. So, for people to actually utilize it, they have to be able to digest it. So, you ever taken a olive oil and poured it into a pan of water? Notice how it just kind of bloops into one big gloob? Well, the idea is to try to break that down into smaller droplets, so that's why usually vitamin D works better when it's a micellized form, for example, which breaks it down into all kinds of little tiny droplets, which increases the surface area, so the body can actually utilize it more.
Can you name us one or two sources of a good source of vitamin D, sir?
New Medica is one. That's a decent one. They've got D and they've got, vitamin D3, and then there's vitamin D3 plus K2.
What's that company again, sir?
New Medica.
New Medica. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other one?
It's Pneumedica, but there's just two different forms. One is the vitamin D3. The other one's vitamin D3 plus K2.
Okay, I'm making notes here. And I'm sure there's probably thousands of people making notes also. So Pneumedica has a website, I assume.
Yep, and actually, I think even my wife had set up some stuff as well. You know, I can probably get you a link that you could put up as well for that.
Okay.
So I'll touch base with her about that.
Okay. And how much vitamin D should a person be taking during these winter months, sir?
Well, again, that depends on, first and foremost, how much they actually got their solar panels in the sun during the summer. You know, the intention of getting out in that sun helps the body produce melanin. Huge component, but there are still many people that were staying inside their homes. And as you notice, when you've had a good, you know, summer tan, whether it be a farmer tan or you got the, more of the whole kit and caboodle, you can still have some of that tan line, you know, well into the winter. But, if you're, and the other thing that I would consider, you know, when helping someone understand how much they need, the other component that I would look at is what's the state of their health, their immune system. Their immune system is, you know, downtrodden, or if their lab work says that, you know, they've got a depressed immune system. Or the last one is if they're inflamed. Because when you're inflamed, your body uses even more vitamin D. You can start out with anywhere between, you know, like 2,000 IUs, you know, even up to 5,000 IUs. I've seen some pretty crazy stuff where people have been taking, you know, 50,000 IUs. And I'm like, yeah, you're getting a little, you know, overhand, a little too much there. You know, but I understand what it's a medical approach when they're doing that. So,
understood. Well, we're into the late fall, not quite the winter. Winter's the first day of winter's, I believe, the 21st of December. And if you're in the northern areas, you're already getting dramatically reduced sunlight, aren't they, sir?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah, and there's actually an interesting app that you can put on your cell phone called D-Minder, you know, like Delta Minder. You can punch in your information as to where you're located. And then once you've got it set up, it tells you the most optimal times for you to get your butt out into the sun. Yes, even at this, you know, latitude of the earth, it'll tell you. It's pretty impressive.
It sounds good. It sounds like you make use of it yourself, sir.
Yeah, I don't mind going out and exposing my skin to the sunlight. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt right now, so.
All right. And it's about 47 degrees where you are, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, you must be one tough hombre to go out in shorts and a t-shirt when it's 47 degrees.
I grew up in Michigan. This is like
late
summer weather.
Gotcha. Well, Doctor, I want to give you a heads up. A friend of mine sent me a video of these professional soccer players in Europe out on the field falling over dead from cardiac arrests.
Yes, sir. Player 70, after 75 player. Of them, if I recall.
Is it up to 75 now?
Yeah.
Well, Doctor, you know my bio. You know, when I was 18, I was about the 19th fastest 100-yard dash guy in the state of Missouri, football player. Despite my being in tip-top condition, I found out real quickly that soccer just flat wore me out. Point being, these professional soccer players are some of the most highly conditioned, best athletes on the planet. And to have, 75 of them drop over dead with a heart attack? My belief is that they all had the clot shot. Is that your information too, sir?
To my understanding, that it would be accurate. And furthermore, I think it was most ironic that in one of the publications of a soccer athlete dying, a medical doctor was quoted for stating, well, you know, heart attacks, you know, with these athletes are very rare. And yet you got to see athlete after athlete after athlete that were keeling over, you know, and either having, you know, heart issues where they had to stop doing sports, or they're dead.
Well, that brings up an interesting point. If we've had 75 fatalities among these top athletes on the planet, how many are just hurt to the point where they can't play or are severely disabled? Do we even know that number?
When you say hurt, in reference to
hurt in terms of severe adverse reactions from the clot shot.
Well, so far, like I said, you know, every single one of them, you know, they made the, I guess, team mandate that if you wanted to play, you had to get, you know, the shot. So that means that they would all be injected. So, and of course, you know, you're not necessarily going to let them do a post-mortem study to evaluate, you know, anything more than, his heart was inflamed or his heart was damaged. And, you know, they'll attribute to it, it's because he was, you know, performing at such a high level of athleticism, and that's what damaged his heat. I'm like, give me a break. Your head.
Hardly. No. The point I was attempting to make, Doctor, if 75 have died, how many are really severely hurt with either heart issues or other issues?
Oh, you mean so in other words, people that are still playing that still have...
Maybe they're still alive, but they can't play.
Oh yeah, there was actually several that have been noted that they had to stop playing just because of the fact that, you know, their heart was doing wonky things and they no one could figure it out for them. So they're like, I have to stop playing because I can't continue.
Well, that's the number I'm interested in, because my belief, I don't have any evidence, but my belief is the number. If we got 75 dead, there's probably 10 times that many that are injured from the clot shots. What do you think, sir?
It would not be a stretch.
Amazing. What in the world are we doing to ourselves? They began the nationwide pharmacy, CVS, Charlie Victor Sierra, announced Monday, very proudly, by the way, that they gave 1 million American children the clot shot over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, this past Saturday and Sunday. Mm. Isn't that special?
Gee, my brother, I'd love to have something like that on my epitaph. Something to be proud about.
It's
they're only marketing that for, you know, just marketing purposes, just to say, look, we're proud, we're helping to contribute. Yeah, but do you realize what you're contributing to?
Pfizer is using these Hollywood quality cartoons, telling children that they'll gain superpowers if they get the clot shot.
Well, did you see how CNN, you know, really stooped to another new amazing low and brought out Big Bird? And he had him talking to an 8-year-old, and then by the day they were done, they had Big Bird and the 8-year-old get a shot.
Well, there's a special place in hell for the men and women behind this, and it's going to be very horrific, I hope. A very special place in hell.
No argument there.
It's one thing for ignorant adults to do it, which they've been doing by the tens of millions, but for the adults to have the children do it, is just, these children, they'll be sterilized, they'll have no immune system. It's going to be horrific. We've killed off our past by giving it to the people in nursing homes. Now we're killing off our future. It reminds me of the Trail of Tears, which is what the surviving Indians said. They killed off our past, they killed off our future, because the ones who died in the Trail of Tears were the very old and the very young. And we're doing it to ourselves right now, aren't we, sir?
Oh, yeah, definitely. How do you reach these people? A patient just informed me that their sister, smart woman, she got one shot in the right arm and then had facial palsy on the right side of her face after getting that shot. Then proceeded thereafter to get a shot in the left arm and then had facial palsy on the left side of her face. And he's like, you know, I just don't understand. I'm like, I said, I love you, man. Don't misunderstand me. And I'm not trying to beat up on your sister, but can't think stupid.
To a certain extent, we are cleaning out the gene pool here.
Like, as I've mentioned to a few people, I said, this is probably going to be one of the most, the largest, you know, sample for a Darwin Award.
I was going to mention Darwin Awards myself, unfortunately. I mentioned earlier this show, the wife of a very dear friend of mine, she's my friend also. Both her husband and I warned her to not get the clot shot because of her business. She's a business owner. She felt she had to do that. She got the clot shot, and she started having multiple headaches every day. This is 3 or 4 months ago. Now she's down to one severe headache a day. That's the direct effects, and I no longer call them side effects. I call them direct effects.
A really good point. Before you continue on, it's a really solid point is to consider is that when you look at any drug, it doesn't have side effects, but everything that happens from taking a drug is an effect. There is no side effect. The side effect is a nice way of trying to put lipstick on a pig.
Minimize it.
Yeah. But everything that you do with the drug, it's causing an effect. So people, often blur that to where they go, well, that's just a side effect. No, these are all the effects of you taking the drug. And sometimes they're not even listed on, the grand sheet that they get. If they get a grand sheet, of course, with these injections now, no one's getting the grand sheet, which kind of goes against the four pillars of medicine.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that, but it goes against the four pillars of medical ethics, because one of them is informed consent.
Right.
And, people aren't getting informed consent for any of this because they don't have any information to give them.
You can't. You can't give informed consent unless you give the information.
Correct. Go ahead. Continue with what you were saying.
Well, absolutely. Well, Doctor, you practice in Metro St. Louis, and what's the best way for people to contact you, sir?
Well, if they want to reach us, it's 314-649-8059.
314-649, last four again.
8059.
59, okay. And you're not open on Fridays typically unless you're playing catch up for somebody. I assume that phone text messages.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, you've helped me tremendously. You've helped several of my friends. I've met people that I've been able to inadvertently find out that they're also clients of yours. Are you fixing your morning smoothie there, Doctor?
Yeah, well, I was just cleaning up the glass.
Okay. All right. And if you've got a question for Dr. Huff, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Have you had any further thoughts on the unvaccinated being safely or unsafely around people who have been vaccinated with the COVID clot shot, Doctor?
More thoughts. It just seems to be becoming more and more challenging, because as I may have mentioned before, it literally has become a question I have to ask when someone says, man, this has started up, and I'm like, well, what did you do different? I haven't done anything different. I'm doing everything I've done before, and suddenly this started happening. And so it has to be one of my initial questions is, have you recently been around someone who's been injected? And that's really disheartening.
And what's the percentage answers that you get in the affirmative?
About 65%.
That's scary.
Yeah. And then I've got people that have been trying to help get better. And, I have a dear friend, and they're having arrhythmias with their heart. Well, it turns out they're significant, got injected. And I'm like, okay, so we're trying to help you get your heart better, but then you're significant. You're constantly being inundated with crapola from them. It's like running uphill in a mudslide.
Running uphill on a muddy slope. I like that. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hey, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. It is the best way. I've got all my vehicles, my family's vehicles, all equipped with EMP Shield devices. Nice $50 discount on each piece. We're visiting with Dr. Scott Huff, my personal physician. If you'd like to be a patient of Dr. Huff, just give him a call. Leave a message. Someone will get back with you. That telephone number is 314-649-8059. You also have a website, doctor, don't you, sir?
Yes, seekingfunction.org.
All right. Let's see what we got here. I need to change something so I can see the callers. When you called in, everything changed here. Let's see if I can get this thing changed. And here we go. Looks like we have LaDonna in Pennsylvania. Good morning, LaDonna.
Morning, gentlemen. So I called a couple of weeks ago, and I was mentioning, I don't know if the doctor was here at the time, that my sister and about 35 people that attended a wedding all got the COVID after they were vaccinated. So she's gone through it and all that good stuff. And then last night I was talking to her on the phone, and she said to me, because, you know, a question came up is whether or not she should be visiting my mother, who is 90. She's not vaccinated. She refuses to be vaccinated. My brother-in-law got the virus, and he's still sick, and it was a question to her whether or not she could give my mother the COVID, even though she doesn't have it now, but her husband still does. So during this conversation with her, she got very angry, started screaming, and then she says to me, I have been getting so angry lately. I don't understand it. I can't stop being angry. And I said, oh, my gosh, I was hoping you wouldn't say that. And then I told her what I knew, that a lot of people are having uncontrollable anger issues and just psychological issues in the, on top of physical issues from the shot. And she got even more angry. So that was like, oh, my gosh, it's true. I've seen it with my own ears. I've seen it with my own ears. What happens to people?
Well, I've made those observations. Doctor, you've made these observations about, you know, personality changes. Tell us what you've seen, sir, in that regard.
Well, yeah, just a quick compliment what she was saying there. If you think about it, when they did the post-mortem studies on people who have died after getting the injection, they say that, well, the injection, all of the spike proteins are still supposed to stay local to the injection site. You know, however, but they were pointing out that they were bioaccumulating in many of the organs. For example, the liver, spleen, heart, breast milk, brain tissue, and most especially the ovaries. So if you follow I'm going out on a thought process here, but if they're bioaccumulating in the liver and that starts to piss off the liver, let's take into consideration in traditional Chinese medicine, each organ in the body has a mood, has for example, the liver itself is associated with anger and resentment. And so if you start, bioaccumulating this stuff in the liver, I'm curious if that's actually helping to create more of this anger and envelopment within the body.
Wow, that's fascinating, because that goes along with any kind type of a toxin that you would put into your liver and how it affects you psychologically. Drugs, alcohol, bad food, free radicals.
Mm-hmm. Well, every time you put a drug in the body, okay, it doesn't matter even if it's an aspirin, you have to reach what's called the therapeutic dosage. The therapeutic dosage is the level of the drug that has to overwhelm the liver before it can spill out into the bloodstream and then achieve its desired effects in the body. And that's any drug. Every drug has to have a therapeutic dosage. Okay, so that means that every time you're taking a pharmaceutical, you're having to overwhelm the liver, which is why many times, if you think of it, when people are getting prescribed medications, what's one of the things that are being monitored, per se, while they're taking that drug? Liver enzymes.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Do you think that all of us have been exposed to this weapon, this bioweapon? I mean the virus itself, that we've all been exposed to it in one way or another already?
I believe we've all been exposed. I mean, we get exposed to stuff all the time, even stuff that we're not aware of. The question is what are we doing individually to maintain our terrain? Which goes back into the research.
If I haven't gotten it, does that mean I haven't been exposed?
No, if you have an appropriate terrain and immune system, you don't have to get, sick and have bad symptoms because your immune system responded appropriately.
That's right. Okay. Everybody hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm really happy to be doing more private consultations. I've been doing several a week now, an entire weekend coming up soon with some folks from Chicago, helping people get the clarity, get the information, get the focus they need to achieve their goals. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. My COVID section continues to expand. The video documenting the soccer players, professional, top, world-class athletes dropping over dead from the COVID shot in Europe. That'll be on my website before the day is over. And, of course, energy cleaners, helping people get their lives back. That's what we do with the energy cleaner, getting past the pain, getting the best night's sleep they've had in decades. The Veterans Day sale is in effect right now on the energy cleaner and the mattress pads. Listen carefully, $25 off energy cleaners, 25%. Off the mattress pads, and I take care of the sale price. When you place your order, you pay full price in an automated system. I manually take care of the discount, and my toll free hour line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Scott Huff, my personal physician. His telephone in his office is 314-649-8059. And, Doctor, it looks like our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Huff.
Good morning.
Hi. My I'm a private duty registered nurse. I do agency work, but I've been in man down status for about the past month because of some sciatic issues and back-related stuff. But my company has been running. They've been taking, you know, this carrot and stick approach. They've been, right now, they've been dangling a nice juicy carrot for many weeks where when someone gets a vaccine, his or her name goes into a pool of contestants for a daily drawing in which they give away $1,000 a day. And the company's already doled out over $50,000 in this. And there aren't that many people in the pool, so as lotteries go, it's a pretty good chance. So this is considerably more generous carrot than a donut here or a free beer there. But they're finishing up with a grand finale of a final $20,000 drawing. And after that, they're shifting over. We just got the memo on the stick approach, which I've been waiting on. They, you know, where they're going to have to, everybody's going to have to comply with these federal mandates, which they're administering through OSHA. And we have already seen that the Fifth Circuit Court judges put a temporary halt to this. And many organizations are suing over this. So the status of whether or not the federal mandate holds is up in the air. But the employers could, I think, on their own also try, you know, stick by it, even if the courts put a stop to the federal mandate aspect of it.
Wow.
I personally intend to petition for a medical exemption because I turned 61 this month. I'm mildly overweight. I have a history of hypertension, and I've got these current inflammatory issues pending. So I see myself as sort of a bone to be chewed if I were to get the vaccine. So I, you know, fully intend to pursue this. I've been with them quite some time, and hoping to continue for them to, you know, grant me an exemption, allow me to continue working, you know, unvaccinated. But we shall see.
Hmm.
And just for that previous caller, she's asking about people being exposed. There are several issues where there's this question of shedding, of vaccinated people shedding either spike proteins or the messenger RNA to non-vaccinated people. In terms of the effects, the J&J shot may be a slightly lesser evil to some degree because it uses an adenovirus rather than a messenger RNA. The J&J shot does not reprogram your DNA to crank out the spike proteins via the ribosomes and stuff. And so you would get a finite dosing of the spike proteins, and your immune system would have a better chance of clearing it in a more permanent fashion with the J&J. But certainly the Moderna vaccine's been banned in over 100 countries and stuff like that. So, you know, the answer is, that people can get the spike proteins through shedding from the vaccinated people. And then also there's this question, I think it's Japanese research, they're looking into the spike proteins transfecting bacteria, which would include the bacteria of the gut biome as well. And we've seen the Chinese switch over to using anal swabs, so that's a bit of a telltale issue there,
Glenn, before you get away, have you ever heard of the drug called tromethamine?
No.
It gives you heart attacks. Apparently, the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine has something in it for the children that they don't have for the adults. It's tromethamine, which is apparently well known to cause heart attacks. And I'm looking at the FDA document showing it's what they call secretly in there. If it's a document in public, it's obviously not secret. But that's listed at Steve Quayle's website as we speak.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
The FDA document at Steve Quayle's website. Go ahead.
I know that when heart muscle's damaged, it produces troponin. And so I'm kind of wondering if there's a relationship between that and this TR, you know, drug you're mentioning, tromethamine. The thing with the children is just abominable, and for several reasons. A, that anybody would even do this, and B, I hear a lot of people crying, where is the response? Why are, you know, how brainwashed is the society? Why aren't, I had mentioned the other day about the possibility of them using a large amount of sterile saline placebos for the kids so that they could claim a very minute number of injuries. But Mike Rivera pointed out to me they're already seeing injuries for the children right off the bat. The children's hospital population, one children's hospital admissions population was doubled on Saturday, the day after they started injections for the children. But what's it going to take for people to say, no, oh my gosh, look at this. No, you're not touching my child. And where are the thousands of people in the streets, you know, that we see in Europe? Americans seem to be badly dumbed down and demoralized in this regard.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Glenn, thank you for your call. We appreciate it, sir.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. All right. Our next caller is Jerry in Missouri. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for allowing me to have some time. I totally appreciate all the work that you and some other hosts of RBN are doing to tell people not to take the coronavirus lot shot, you call it. I'd like to visit with you from a different perspective that nobody on this planet has except for me. I hold the world record for the number of times that I've had polio. Now, that's a long story. I'm not going there. I'm going to where something was called post-polio syndrome. And almost everybody got post-polio syndrome within 10 years, and at the outside, 15 years of post-polio syndrome. So I said, yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Well, 30 years after I had polio, I got post-polio syndrome, but I didn't know what it was. And it physically put me on the ground within 3 to 4 seconds and was immobile and in extreme pain. And I've had some pain in my life. Anyway, I couldn't figure out what it was, and another individual who had been studying the same stuff I had been studying, I called him. He said, you need to experiment with what is called mineral tissue salts. They're all on the market. They're called cell salts. There's 12 of them. And if individuals that are experiencing various problems that everybody's talking about, people that take these shots, if they will get the information about the 12 cell salts, they're currently being sold by Hyland. Hyland's bought out the original inventor of cell salts. Cell salts, 99% of them are all absorbed by the body in the mouth area. Once the cell salts go past and swallow into your stomach, you only pick up about 1% cell salt. They're dead. You might as well say they're dead. But if people will look and read and study cell salts, they're going to find that there's something specifically for muscular problems. You'll find that there's cell salts for other problems that people are having right now. Now, if I had a way to make sure that any of the Canaanites could not hear what I'm saying right now, I'd do that. I would only want the people that are not Canaanites hear what I'm saying. This is a unbelievable way to fix your body. But you have to read the labels. You have to work to find out which one of the cell salts is going to help you in your particular problem. The doctors do not want to talk about this. Now, homeopathic doctors will talk about this. They will learn about it. And I have no stock, no financial interest with Hyland's or cell salts. This stuff will stop the problems. When I found out about it, yes, I had to go through a, check this one, go through a step-by-step to see which one specifically I needed. Turned out I needed 3. And they're not expensive. And you don't have to spend any money to take and do your research. And what you're trying to do on your show and other hosts is trying to tell people, don't do this, don't do this. Well, there's a lot of people that have done it. And I know of some stories that are just heartbreaking. Actually, physically know of them. Do your homework. Listen to homeopathic type of doctors. And do your homework. And get active. Do something. You don't want to have these symptoms for on and on. Now, by the way, just for the record, there are people right now today alive that are in iron lungs from polio. There are people right now today that are in hospitals and have been in hospitals for 50 stinking years with post-polio syndrome and the other effects. So when you start saying people are going to drop dead and all this kind of stuff, well, those are the lucky ones. Can you imagine spending 50 years in a hospital? Can you comprehend that? What kind of
it would be difficult. It would be very difficult, Jerry. It would be horrendous, to say the least.
And the last thing I'd like to say, and I'm not looking for publicity, but I think this is very important. John, if you were to ever schedule something where, you know, I could have, say, 10 or 15 minutes to describe what they did to people, and I'm one of them, when they had polio, it might really help your people. And, you know, there's no way to talk about this in 5 minutes of the experiences I've been through, being also at Vanderbilt Teaching Hospital. And so look for an alternative to help these people. And the tissue salts will help with numerous of the problems. But you have to play with them a little bit, see which one will work the best for you. But you got to read the directions. And you got to think. And you got to want to do something. And when you get it, and if it helps you, then call back into John Moore's show or the other host and tell them, hey, I tried this. It took me like a month to figure out what I was doing. But, you know, it helped me. And they're not expensive. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it, John.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Jerry. Any follow-up here, Doctor, before we go to our next caller?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Our next caller looks like is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John and Dr. Huff. I was wondering if you knew ballpark what the difference in the absorptivity due to vitamin D3 is in the micellized versus just a pill form. I take looks like a little clear football with a yellow brown tint to it, very light. Do you have an idea of the difference in uptake?
Again, that's going to be, let's look at things from the context that you are a category of one. Do you understand the term that I use? In other words, you have your own
I'm not a hurricane.
You have your own unique biochemical individuality. You have right. The aspects of your body that, you know, for example, for all I know, you could have, you know, gallbladder dysfunction or biliary dysfunction in that matter. And why is that important? Right. Well, you're using your bile to help, you know, with the breakdown and absorption in the gut. Okay, well,
right.
And so there's too many, you know, factors to try to say, well, this is going to be more bioavailable than this one. But in the general sense, you know, you're also looking at, you know, your digestion. Okay, so if you have any, you know, type of indigestion, and indigestion, the simplest ways, you know, to see that would be belching, bloating, or farting. Okay, if any of that's happening, that means you're not digesting your food. Okay, as well, if you're experiencing any type of acid reflux, again, you're not having the appropriate type of digestion. That's not hyperacidity. Okay, often it's, you know, confused by saying that a person is creating too much acid, and so that's why they have the acid reflux. But when you earnestly understand it, and they say that because they're stressed out, that's why they're doing it, that would be physiologically impossible for your body to create hydrochloric acid in the stomach. You have to be in a parasympathetic state, in other words, calmed down, so that you can bring blood to the core so that you can extract hydrogen and chloride ions to make hydrochloric acid. But person is, you know, I'm not doubting that they're experiencing an acid reflux experience, but that's because you take any dead animal, stick in a Ziploc baggie with a little bit of moisture and throw it in the sun. What does it do? It rots. And when it rots, it produces organic acids. And that's what the person is actually belching up. That's what's actually burning the esophagus, is the rotting process. But, you know, often that's just covered up by taking a proton pump inhibitor, something to inhibit, you know, the acid production. But so when you see these things, these are all many factors that you look at for a person who has, you know, utilization of vitamin D. Okay. And furthermore, if a person is obese, the amount of fat mass on the body will also affect, you know, the vitamin D utilization in the body. There's many, many factors. So it would be individualized, is, I guess, my point.
Hold on,
Dave. I have another comment, John. Yeah.
Well, hold on, Dave. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. Dave, what's your final question or comment, sir?
Yeah, I like this description of it appears that the body itself can be a larger variable than the means of delivery, perhaps, and it's a whole process. So The body is complex and different. This is what Dr. Wilbur also had discussed this. You were a little more succinct, and the organic acid portion of your explanation is very, very useful. I was listening to Jeff Rentz, and Jeff Rentz recently he had a show. It said my kid had a heart attack, but you know, it's on BitChute. And he gives an account at the beginning of a prominent doctor from a large children's hospital saying right before they started administering childhood vaccines for the COVID-19 that they prepared for a large influx of myocardial or heart patients from children, and they told all the workers not to say anything about adverse effects. Do you see a parallel between this and the Nazi regime? I mean, they're describing it more as genocide than anything else. He deals with a microbiologist, Erica Kahn, and she has some very good knowledge. I will also interject, like Glenn was saying, they were citing some Italian doctors who did a study and said that COVID-19, the SARS-CoV-2, they believe, whatever it is, infects a bacteria in the body. It's like a bacteriophage. And that may be why it was important to have Zithromax in the treatments for COVID, and that it can get into the gut biome. So this is some newer information, I guess, that's been coming out.
Well, further than just the gut biome, you may also consider that the way your mitochondria work. Your mitochondria are how you produce energy in the body, and right, they far outweigh many of the other cells in the body. But your mitochondria run on bacteria. So,
yes,
you know, that's one of the reasons why when people would use, certain antibiotics, they would experience a chronic fatigue syndrome now after using it, because it would affect the bacteria in the mitochondrial function. And now you're looking at numerous effects from your brain tissue, from muscle tissue in the body, you name it. How far reaching that can start to screw with the whole system.
Yes, that's very interesting now. He also pointed out that there was someone who collapsed, and the paramedics immediately asked if they were vaccinated, and they put on full PPE when they found out they were vaccinated. Apparently, they're worried about shedding or transmission or some sort of contamination, at least some of these folks. I thought that was rather telling, although extreme.
Dave, thank you for your call. Doctor, thank you, sir. We'll look to have you back in 2 weeks. Appreciate it.
See you, John.
Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with a new special guest. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.